Brandon. Logan, I see that hand back there. All right. Trevor, Logan, Landon. Okay. And a half. Go, buddy. Let's ask the blessing on this offering before you take off. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this time of worship, this gathering to celebrate Jesus, our Savior. Lord, we pray that the offering we receive today would be used by you for your glory and the good of all peoples. Thank you for the gift of giving. It's a grace that you've bestowed on us, and this through Jesus. It's in his name I pray. Amen. Go ahead, guys. All right. Well, as they're coming around, you might notice I'm talking into this microphone today and not the little one that usually is strapped on the side of my head. And the reason for that is I'm not preaching today. Someone else is. And so I'm going to ask him to come up here and join me. Kyle will be sharing with us from God's Word today. I'm really excited about this. And as I am always excited when I get to see a young man answer God's call and begin to obey him by teaching his word. And this is not the first time Kyle has taught God's word. Kyle has demonstrated a commitment to God's word and to teaching God's word by he's been our youth boys discipleship leader since last fall. And he's shown, even before that, for a couple of years, a commitment to God's Word by being part of our men's Bible study and men's retreat and things like that. So I asked Kyle about a month ago if he would be interested in preaching, and he said yes. And not only that, he's done this internationally as well. Last summer, he and Spencer and Katie got to go to West Africa, and he got to share some teaching time there with Spencer. And so, Kyle, come on up. I'm going to ask you to come, and I'm going to pray for you. Lord, it's been an honor this week to meet with Kyle, to look at the sermon that he's put together that I believe comes from your heart, from your word, and it is for your people. And so, Lord, I pray that our ears and our hearts, our minds would be attentive today, that your spirit would be at work, applying your word to our lives. Bless Kyle, Lord. Give him clarity. Give him insight as he preaches. And let your words flow from him. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. All right. How's everybody doing this morning? I don't know about you, but when I got up this morning, I looked outside. My heart kind of sank a little bit. The snow's coming down, but you know, we're all here. You know, it's gonna be a good day. I'd like to thank you all first off just for having me up here. It's a big blessing to be up here. Like Darren said, about a month ago he mentioned if I wanted to you know, preach one of these Sundays, and I said yeah. You know, I was a little nervous, you know, but I think it'll be good. So one thing that's been on my heart lately, I really wanted to preach about sacrifice. You know, as Christians, a lot of times we focus on, you know, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know, that's what we center our whole faith around. But, you know, as Christians, we have to live as sacrifices as well. You know, sometimes we forget about that. So today I'm going to be preaching from Romans 12, 1. So 12, 1 through 2. Romans 12, verse 1 through 2. If you guys want to go ahead and open up your Bibles there, get there. We'll read from it. So, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So many of you might know, I come from a military background. Before I came out here, I served in the Army for 5 years as military police. And the first thing they teach you anytime you get dispatched out somewhere is get the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Well, this sermon's kind of going to go off that format. We're going to go over the who, what, when, why, and how. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is the who. So who's this scripture pertaining to? Let's go ahead and look back at it. You know, in the very beginning, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers. Now, it's the Apostle Paul who wrote Romans, and he was writing it to the Christian believers in Rome. Now, it's pretty safe to say he wasn't talking about his biological brothers. He's talking about his brothers in Christ. Many of you might see in your footnotes, it says brothers and sisters. And actually, if you look at the Greek translation, you can see the word delphoi used, which can be translated to brothers and sisters. You know, so all of us who are saved and believers of the gospel and that Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross and rose 3 days later are brothers and sisters in Christ, meaning that we are the who for this message. And we have to notice, you know, Paul didn't start off by addressing it, people of Rome or, you know, everybody. He was specifically sending this message to the believers. You know, why is that? Why didn't he, you know, send it out to everybody? Well, as Christians, you know, we're called to live differently than everybody. You know, look further into the text. It says, do not be conformed to the world. You know, as Christians, we have to stand out apart from the world. And that's why he was pertaining just, you know, to brothers and sisters in Christ and not to everybody. You know, the world is filled with what are my wants, what are my desires, you know, what am I looking for, not what is God's desire, what is God's wants, you know, what does he want? So for the who is brothers and sisters in Christ. That's us, right? So that brings us to the what. You know, what is this message pertaining to? As we see, it says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Paul is appealing to us by the mercies of God to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And notice how he says he's appealing to us. He's not commanding us. He's not saying you will. He's trying to appeal to us. He's being loving in the way he's doing it, right? Now, a lot of people, when they think of sacrifice, they think of death. They think of dying. Back in the Old Testament, we see a lot of times they take ox or, you know, some kind of animals and they sacrifice it, they kill it. So, you know, some people at the time, they might have been a little confused, you know, living sacrifice. You know, this is a sacrifice that goes on. This is a sacrifice that we have to do throughout our lives, you know, every single day of our lives. But that doesn't also mean that there's no death involved. You know, we need to sacrifice our sins. We need to get away from our bad habits, our sinful habits of the flesh. You know, if you look in Galatians 5:24, it states, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Crucified the flesh, put it to death. So yes, living and sacrifice. You know, and it brings me to think, you know, a lot of times as Christians, like I mentioned earlier, we focus on Jesus Christ, you know, and the sacrifice that he put on the cross. But a lot of times we overlook the fact that his whole life was a sacrifice. Not just when he was on the cross. That was not the only time Jesus' life was a sacrifice. His whole life was a sacrifice. The fact that Jesus came down from heaven and came in a human form in the flesh, that's a sacrifice. He came out of Mary's womb. That's a sacrifice. He lived on this world. You know, for him to come down and do that, that is a huge sacrifice. And we need to live our lives as sacrifices as well. So we talked about the who, we talked about the what, and that brings the when. So when are we supposed to present our bodies as living sacrifices? And it's, you know, it's pretty easy. The when is now. You know, Paul didn't say, take a week, you know, get your mind together, you know, relax, then get on it. He didn't say, you know, okay, well, once work dies down or school lightens up or, you know, I can find that time to really sink into it, then you get it. No, he wants us to do this right now. You have to think, you know, where are our priorities at? You know, how many people are in here procrastinating? Any procrastinators out there? Okay, I got a lot of hands up here. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm right there. I am, you know, definition procrastinator. I just put things off. I put things off night before an assignment or something for college. I'm cramming. I'm meeting that deadline. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we can, as Christians, we can procrastinate when it comes to this, to present our bodies as living sacrifices. We think in our minds, well, you know, maybe, if, you know, I need to change my ways. I need to change my sins, but, you know, I'm pretty comfortable right now. Maybe I'll just get to it a little later. No, that's not how we shouldn't be like that. We should be joyful. We should be, you know, ready right now to present our bodies as living sacrifice. You know, and why do we do that? You know, why do we procrastinate on that? We know it's important. You know, it wouldn't be in our Bibles if it wasn't important, so why do we procrastinate on such a thing? Well, it really comes from us being selfish. You know, that's putting our desires, that's putting our wants before God's. And of course, you know, I don't expect every single person to go out here and just, okay, I'm a living sacrifice now, it's perfect. It's not going to happen. We're still going to mess up and stuff. But you have to really think about it. You know, why am I procrastinating on this? And more times than not, it's because you're putting yourself before God, which is something we struggle with as Christians. So we talked about the who, what, when. When is now. And I'd like to talk about the why. So why are we called to be living sacrifices? Let's look back at the text. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Which is your spiritual worship. So being living sacrifices for God, that's how we worship him spiritually. You know, does our God deserve worship? Yeah, he does. God deserves all of our worship. He deserves our worship more than anything in this world. Presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, it pleases God, it honors God. It shows that we honor what he's done for us. It shows that we honor the great sacrifice he made sending his son for us. You know, we should be filled with joy, you know, every second, every minute, every hour of the day, just knowing that we're saved. And that should drive us to want to present our bodies as living sacrifices. And so that brings us to the how. So how do we present our bodies as living sacrifices? Well, let's go ahead and look at the text again. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Notice how it said, by the mercies of God. It didn't say on your own. It didn't say because you tried really hard and you studied that you're able to do this. We do everything we do is because God has mercy and he's let us do this, right? It's by God's mercy that we have the Bible and that we have scripture and that we're all here today in this church. It's by God's mercy that he gave his one and only son, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You know, we're sinful people. We are sinful people. And God has every right to just wipe us out right now. But he doesn't. He has mercy for us. He has mercy for our sins, you know. So let me ask you this. You know, we're sinful people. Who here has been jealous of someone this week? Or who here has had a lustful thought in their head? Or who here has, you know, taken, you know, the glory for something? You told yourself, this is all my doing. You don't give the glory to God. You know. Whatever it may be, we all have our struggles. We all have our sins. And God has mercy for each and every one of us, which is amazing. We serve a loving and merciful God. So the first thing we have to remember when we're presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice is that we're doing it because God has mercy on us and he's allowing us to do that, right? So let's read through this again real quick. And this is the perk of using two verses for your sermon. You can read through it again real quick, easy. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, and acceptable and perfect. You know, we need to be transformed by the renewal of our minds to become living sacrifices. And you might ask, well, how do I do that? Well, as we see in the text, first we need God's mercy. Got it. But then we need to discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So how do we do that? Well, two things come to mind. We need to pray, and we need to be in our Bibles. We need to be reading Scripture. We need to be doing both of them. Our Bibles, that is our ultimate source. That is God's word. That is God's word for us to learn, to study, to meditate in, to pray in. We need to be in the word day by day. We need to be maturing, you know, and we need to be praying while we do it. We need to have that relationship with God. We need to ask God for guidance. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us up, to reveal to us things in Scripture that we're not going to get anywhere else, you know. By doing these things, that's how we discern what God's will is, and that will allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifices. How are we going to present our bodies as living sacrifices if you don't know how you're supposed to present it? We need to be in our Bibles. We need to be studying. We need to be praying. And we do all this through the mercies of God. And as you can see, it also says right there, do not be conformed to the world. Well, this kind of goes hand in hand. If we're offering our bodies as living sacrifices and we're studying, we're growing, we're maturing as Christians, we're living that Christian life, we're making sacrifices, this is going to go hand in hand with that. If you're truly growing, you're truly maturing, you're truly giving your heart to God, you're going to naturally not conform to the world. You're going to naturally be pulled apart from that. Your old sinful desires, they're not going to have that same effect as they did before. You're not going to be drawn to them as much. And people are going to notice that. And it's important to know because, you know, as Christians, it's not an easy life. It's a life of sacrifice. You know, Jesus was beat. Jesus was mocked. He did not have an easy life. And as Christians, a lot of times we're not going to have an easy life either. You know, if you're, you know, I like to think, you know, if you're, you know, really trying to put yourself as a living sacrifice to God, you're probably going to upset some people. You're probably not going to be everybody's friend. Because they're going to hear some of the things you say and some of the words you speak about, and they're just not going to like it because they're not on the same page. But if it's coming from the gospel, it's coming from God's word, you know, it's what it is. It really is what it is. So we talked about that. Now I would like to get into the where, you know. Where do we present our bodies as living sacrifices? Well, I mean, the answer to that is really everywhere. Inside our bodies, we need to be praying. We need to be trying to fight those thoughts in our head, those lustful desires, that jealousy. We need to be praying and meditating in God's word. You know, we present our bodies as living sacrifices with the people we meet, you know, when we go out to people. Everywhere in the world, you know, there's sin and there's sacrifices to be made, but also everywhere in the world is God. If you look in Psalm 139, verse 7 through 10, it says, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." Everywhere we go, God is there, and he will help us make these sacrifices. We need to put our own desires behind us and put God's desires in front of us, and we need to look for the needs of others. You know, another verse that came to me when I was making this was Hebrews 13:16. "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." So when I was in the army, I had many, many different leaders. I had good leaders. I had bad leaders. I had leaders that I've become close friends with. I have leaders that if I never talk to them the rest of my life, it wouldn't hurt my feelings very much. But you know, the ones that always really stood out and the ones that had the most respect from their soldiers were those ones that were making sacrifices. These were the squad leaders that were, they ate last, they slept last, they took leave to see their families last. They constantly put their soldiers' needs ahead of their own, you know. And as Christians, we need to take note of that. We need to have a similar way of conducting ourselves. We need to put the needs of others before our own needs. Most importantly, we need to put God's needs, God's desires before our own. You know, and just think about it. If you're trying to go out and you're trying to evangelize, you're trying to bring people to, you know, to Jesus Christ, how great is it to sacrifice and to show love for people You know, that shows God, you know, that pleases God, and that will draw people in. It's like with anything. If you have two bosses at work and one's, you know, not the most pleasant guy, always, you know, on you about this, not loving and stuff, and you got another one who's very loving and, you know, he listens to you and he cares and he puts your needs and stuff, who are you probably going to listen to more, or who are you going to be more inclined to talk to and stuff? You know, it's similar as Christians, you know, with evangelizing. You know, we make our sacrifices to glorify God and to draw people closer to him. So a quick recap, the who, what, when, where, why. So for this message, the who, it's brothers and sisters in Christ. The what, you present our bodies as living sacrifices. The when is right now. The when is not later. The when is not a week from now. The when is not when you're comfortable. The when is right now. The why is because it's for spiritual worship. It's worshiping God. We are worshiping God by doing this, which God deserves all of our worship. And the how, first we need God's mercy, and then we need to be in our Bibles, we need to be in Scripture, we need to be praying, we need to have that connection with God so the Holy Spirit can fill us up, so he can discern from us what is God's, you know, what is good and what is perfect and acceptable. So I'm going to be wrapping it up here. It's a little shorter than normal. I figured it would be. I'll get you guys out a little early. But, you know, as we leave here today, you know, I really want us to think, and not just today, but every single day, we need to ask ourselves, am I living a life, am I a living sacrifice for God? Am I giving him the spiritual worship he deserves? You know, are my actions, is it honoring God? Is it helping spread the gospel? Am I reading my Bible and praying and discerning what is good and holy and acceptable? You know, this isn't something that we should just think about once a Sunday. This is something we need to think about every single morning when we wake up, every single day of our lives. You know, and just look at it. Living sacrifices. We need to live this. So, if Nate and the praise team would like to go ahead and come on up, as I'd like to close this up, I just like to put it out there. You know, I just went through this. You know, to truly understand what Paul is saying about offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, you first have to accept Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice. You need to embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if there's anybody in this room who might be on the fence, who it's been on their minds lately, who haven't already accepted him into your lives, I urge you, after the service, come talk to me, come talk to Darren, come talk to any of the elders, Tom, Jeff, and we'd love to talk to you more if you had any questions about anything. So let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity this morning to preach your word. I just ask that you allow us to go through our lives as living sacrifices and to be able to discern your will and to do good for you, Lord. I ask that you guide us and that you just help us through this and let us really be living sacrifices for you. Lord, I pray for anybody out there today who it might be on their heart, who might be on the fence, who are searching for your love, God. They might not know it, but in their heart they know they need your son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And that if they want to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and believe that he died on that cross for our sins and rose 3 days later, that you just open their hearts, Lord, and unharden them and let them come to someone. Let them talk to somebody, anybody who they're comfortable with. Someone on me or Darren or anybody to talk more and learn more about your son and the great sacrifice that he gave us, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In the Lord's name, amen.